Iraq has experienced one of its bloodiest weekends this year, with more than 60 people killed and 300 injured in a series of bombings in the capital and other cities. The bombs targeted crowded places where people had gathered to celebrate the end of the Ramadan fasting month. Although the attacks have targeted both Shia and Sunni Muslims, the surging violence of late has largely been directed towards the Shia majority. The Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki's Shia-led government, has been accused of marginalising the Sunnis. The violence in Iraq has claimed 4,000 lives already this year, prompting some analysts to declare that the country is in the grip of civil war. Reporter Katie Heyman is speaking here to the director of the ANU Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies, Professor Armin Seikel.
There's no question that al-Maliki's government has been very dysfunctional and thoroughly corrupt. And there has been a lack of provision of the basic services to a majority of the Iraqi people. And it's interesting to note that most of this violence recently really taken place in Baghdad. So that means that the government has even lost control over the capital. And that is a very ominous development for the future of Iraq.
Is the conflict in Syria feeding into this violence?
Yes, there is a very close connection between the Al-Qaeda group in Iraq and the Al-Qaeda group operating in Syria. And, of course, the Syrian conflict has become highly sectarian, and that has had overspill effect on Iraq. And there's historically been very close connection between the Syrians and the Iraqis. Whatever has happened in one country can easily affect the other one.
This surge in violence, which has seen the deaths of 4,000 people already this year, is clearly fueling concerns that Iraq is sliding into civil war. But at what point can you make that declaration? I mean, how much worse does it have to get, or could it get?
I think some analysts would claim that Iraq is already in civil war, or has returned to civil war, as was really the case in 2007, 2008, which really marked the height of violence and bloodshed in Iraq under the US-led occupation of the country. Of course, the situation could get more worse than it is at the moment. One must remember that the Kurdish part of Iraq in the north has been relatively peaceful and relatively quiet, but there have also been many attacks in the north. And if the violence in the south really spread to the north of the country, then we could easily see a full-scale civil war and the possible disintegration of Iraq into three major entities. The Kurds in the north, who have already achieved extensive autonomy, and the Shiites in the south and east of the country, and the Sunnis to the west of the country.
The director of the ANU Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies, Professor Armin Seikel, speaking there to AM's Katie Heyman.